So hello, my name is Maiken Dijkman and I'm from Denmark, Aarhus University. And I would start by saying thank you to my supervisors who've been helping me, both the people from Aarhus University, but also from Nanjing Agricultural University, as I did this project in collaboration with them. And then the Senior Danish Center, who have funded my PhD. So I'm going to talk about N-uptake and yield in spring wheat when it is waterlogged at different growth stages. So these two maps shows us two things. The red one shows us where wheat production mainly take place globally, while the blue one shows us the change in precipitation globally. And we can see that there's overlaps between these two maps, showing that areas that have high wheat production also receive quite a lot of rain and are expected to receive even more rain in the future. This is an issue in some areas because we get waterlogging. And waterlogging in terms of nitrogen uptake in plants is an issue because nitrogen can't enter into the root as the roots produce less energy when they use ATP fermentation instead of respiration. Secondly, it's an issue because waterlogging has often been reported to decrease yields, and if we have less biomass, then we could potentially also have a smaller uptake of nitrogen. So it does affect the nitrogen cycle in some ways. So what I did in Nanjing was I did a pot experiment in the climate chamber, as you can see in the upper corner. And it's the red pots in this one, so all the red pots. I had 89 pots, so that was quite a lot for this experiment. And then I had some different treatments. So I had the three growth stages, tillering, booting, and flowering. And as you can see here, I waterlogged them at tillering, booting, and flowering, but for different durations, so either for 5 or 10 days. And then, I had a control that went through the entire thing, so that we had something to compare to. The things I'm going to talk about today is going to be measurement of N concentration uptake at the end of each treatment, meaning that when a treatment ended, we took out half of the replicates, that was 4 replicates, to measure the nitrogen content in the plant at this stage, and then we left 4 until harvest, so we could see if there was an immediate effect or a long-term effect of waterlogging. We also measured photosynthesis at the end of each treatment to see if there's been a change there in terms of biomass. I measured biomass at harvest. I measured grain yield, number of grains, and kennel fasten weight. These are the things I'm talking about today. And then nitrogen uptake at harvest, and the harvest index and the nitrogen index. As I said, we measured the nitrogen concentration in the plants at the end of each treatment. You will see that I only have the 10 days treatment in this graph. It's because we simply didn't have time or money to do it for all treatments, so we decided only to do it for the 10 days treatment, as we expected to see most effect there, if there was an effect. What we see here is that the tillering 10-day treatment, meaning waterlogging for 10 days, tillering had a significant effect on the concentration of nitrogen in the plants. The light gray is the treated pots, and they had significantly lower N concentration at this point. However, we didn't see any effects in any of the other growth stages in terms of concentration at end of treatment. As I said, we saw that the concentration had decreased in the tillering 10 treatment, but we could actually already observe this in terms of nitrogen after 5 days, as this picture is from a control pot after 5 days on the, that must be, what is that for you, the left side, and the light green was from a waterlogged pot after 5 days. So we saw the effect before we measured them. Then we also looked at the nitrogen uptake, total nitrogen uptake at this point. But what was interesting here was that we didn't see any effect. So even though we had a difference in concentration at the tillering 10 days, we did not have any significant difference in uptake. That was probably because the biomass of the waterlogged plants was a little bit larger than it was for the non-waterlogged pots at this stage. So the difference sort of went out when you multiply it by the biomass to get the total uptake. As I said, we also measured photosynthesis at the end of each treatment. Here we did it in all pots, as you can see. And what was interesting, what was interesting was that we saw a significant difference in the T5, T10, and B5 treatments, but there was no significant difference in PN at B5. Actually, the treated pots had a slight increase in PN compared to the control pots at this point. And as some of you probably have seen, there's no treated pots for the F5 and F10. And that's because this is a picture from the last day of treatment after 5 days of waterlogging at this stage. The this pot is the control, where we still have very nice green leaves on the plants, while this is from after five days of waterlogging, so it was simply not possible for us to measure the photosynthesis at this stage. And this is after 10 days of waterlogging in respectively the control and the treat pot, so we could see that waterlogging at this stage did have an effect, even though we couldn't measure it as a whole for the plant at this point. Then this is the biomass, and the colors are referring back to the colors we saw in the previous scheme. If you can't read, the treatments at the bottom. So what we saw here was that biomass-wise at harvest, there was only an effect on the flowering treatments, which I assume is due to the effects we saw in the previous pictures, meaning that photosynthesis and feather development just stopped after treatment, which is why at harvest the other plants sort of continues to grow and then they end up having a larger biomass than the flowering treatments. And notice that for the building treatment, the B10 is slightly larger actually than the 5-day treatment, which was also the case for the photosynthesis. Similar, it looks for the grain yield. So we again saw the largest decrease in grain yield for these plants after 5 and 10 days of waterlogging at flowering stage, and again a slight increase in grain yield actually for the B10 treatment, meaning that it's probably related back to the photosynthesis, which was slightly larger. And again, for the number of grains, we saw a significant decrease for the F5 and F10 treatment. I know it doesn't look like there's a decrease for the F5, but there is one value out of these four replicates I had at harvest, which is significantly lower, and that's why statistically this this treatment here comes out as being significantly lower than the control, though in most cases it was actually slightly larger. But yeah. And again, we saw a slight increase in number of grains in the B10 treatment. So for the B10 treatment, waterlogging didn't appear to actually have an effect at this point. Then we looked at the kennel fasten weight, or the size of the grains. And here it was interesting that waterlogging decreased grain size in all treatments, even though it might not have affected grain yields. So there was an effect on the grain size in any case. Then efficiency-wise, again, we saw that the efficiency of the plants was decreased when we waterlogged them at the flowering stage, but we saw no effects on the previous development stages. Then we measured the nitrogen at harvest to see if there had been any changes. But concentration-wise at harvest, we couldn't find any differences, meaning that the concentration, it's not this graph, sorry, meaning that the difference we saw in the pre-harvest treatment for the tillering had recovered. So this plant recovered to normal nitrogen status after drainage. However, when we looked at the uptake, in this case for the grain, we saw that there had been some changes, because for the F10 treatment, the grain content had decreased significantly. And again, I think it's related back to the biomass and the yields, because we saw no effect on concentration, but as I just shown, there was huge effects on the grain yields. The same if we looked at the total nitrogen uptake for these plants, we saw that it decreased significantly for the flowering treatment, but no effect in any of the other treatments. And again, it's related to the biomass. Then finally, we looked at the efficiency of harvest in terms of nitrogen. And again, we only saw an effect on the F10 treatment. This number did indicate that though there was no difference in concentration for the grains or the plants as a whole, there was a difference in the distribution, meaning that the distribution was less effective of nitrogen in the F10 plants compared to the other treatments. So, conclusion-wise, what we saw was that nitrogen concentration was more severely affected in the early phenological stages for the spring wheats in this experiment. We saw that the duration of waterlogging events was determining for the biomass and the yields. We saw that plants experiencing N deficiency at tillering could recover when the drainage appeared. And we saw that N uptake was at all times depending on the biomass, and that the biomass was the determining thing for the nitrogen uptake. We also saw that waterlogging reduced the translocation of N in the late phenological stages, which in long term, if you had waterlogging for a longer period, might actually end up affecting your grain quality. And photosynthesis decreases correlated with the biomass production and therefore also with the N uptake reduction at harvest. And then we saw that flowering was the only stage that was sensitive to waterlogging and that grain quality did not decrease, but that the quantity was reduced with up to 50%. And finally, that total N uptake was reduced with approximately 30% in the flowering 10 treatment. And that's all.